Learn how to exhale. The inhale will take care of itself. Carla Malucci Ardito. Hello and welcome to episode 347 of Yoga with Melissa. Today we are in Uplands Park. We are beginning a brand new series today called Back to School Yoga. And with this Back to School Yoga class, we are going into science class with a class on how to breathe. So I'm going to set you up with your first yoga pose. This class is going to expand your lung capacity. So you're going to need two blocks for this. Thank you to Dusky Leaf for my props. I'm using two cork blocks for this. You're going to set them up with one high and one low for a supported fish pose to expand your lung capacity. You're going to lie back over top of the blocks. So the bottom of the lower block rests at the base of your rib cage and the higher block supports your head. Take your arms out to the side. And just breathe here into your rib cage and your chest. And as you breathe here, you'll be expanding your lung capacity. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a long blue bamboo top with the love logo on it, and I'm also wearing long brown leggings with a vine design on it. Make sure you stay tuned all the way to the end so I can tell you where you can get my back to school list, my list of 10 essential yoga classes to get you through the back to school season. I had so much fun putting this together. It was a walk down memory lane of over 300, almost 350 yoga classes, and I chose 10 of the best classes to help you get through the back to school season. I think you're going to love it, and I'll tell you how to get that at the end. We'll start our class as we always do with the peace mantra to bring us together as student and teacher. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahavirayam Karvavahei Tejasvina Vadetamastu Mavidvishavahe Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So that mantra means protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together in the union for the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So it makes me think of when I was a kid and we started class, we used to stand up and sing the national anthem and we used to say the Lord's Prayer. So somewhat similar. We start our class with a mantra. It's a way of coming together and starting our class today on breath. I have a testimonial for you today from Madeline from SpeakPipe. This is like the teacher's helper for the day. Remember when you were in school? This is all about remembering what it was like to go back to school now. So here is Madeline.
Hi, Melissa. This is Madeline Hilde, and I've been following you for a few years now, and I've been doing all of your yoga videos, and I stopped for a couple years because I was convinced that yoga was not really right for me, and it's just kind of a facade. But now I'm back, and you make me smile, and you are adorable and strong. And I want to thank you for being there for me when I have been all alone. I'm trying to get better now, and life's not been that easy. It's been pretty rough, but I feel hope, the slightest bit of hope. Anyways, thank you for all that you do for this world and your contributions. Your yoga is so relaxing, and my skin feels at peace with you when I'm staring at you, practicing with you. Thank you. Take care. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, Madeline, for taking the time to leave me a message on SpeakPipe. I always love hearing from you. And what I really loved about Madeline's message was her authenticity and her honesty. And I think that it's true that we all go through our ups and downs, and that maybe even though it's time for back to school, we might not always be ready to go back to school. I know that this summer I felt in a real slump with my yoga and my meditation, and even in my own teaching. There were times when I just didn't even want to do it. I got burned out this summer. I have to say that I was burned out from my yoga practice. I was burned out with my meditation practice. I was burned out from teaching. And so that's why we have summer vacation. And when we took some time off, I feel ready to come back. So I know that it was really scary for me to even admit that to myself. So I thank Madeline for honesty and her vulnerability and admitting it, because it allows me to be honest with that part of myself too. And I think it allows all of us who have a continuous practice to be honest that it's not always, it's not always rainbows and unicorns and butterflies and lollipops when we come to our yoga mat. And so ultimately, I'm glad that we all know we feel that feeling of peace when we do practice yoga. So that's what keeps us coming back long term. Thank you to each and every one of you who do take the time to leave your comments on SpeakPipe, my website, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And as always, our most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Okay, you're going to stay resting over your blocks in supported fish pose if that's comfortable for you. If any time that becomes uncomfortable, you can always lie on your back. And we're going to begin with some breath awareness. Bring your attention to your nose. And feel the sensation of your breath at your nostrils for several breaths. So imagine you're going to the most interesting and non-threatening science class ever. Become aware of the labyrinth of canals, of chambers, that the air passes through as you breathe through your nose. As you breathe in through your nose, the air you breathe is warmed, moistened, and filtered. So see if you can get a sense of that. The air being warmed, moistened, and filtered as you breathe in through your nose. Just notice the temperature of the air as you breathe in. And notice the temperature of the air as you breathe out. So this is where science class gets interesting, and where if you were in an actual class, you might poise your pen on your lined paper and start taking notes. As you breathe in and out through your nose, each breath you take makes contact with your mucous membranes and the cilia of your nasal cavity. So not only do these mucous membranes warm and humidify the air for your body, they contain immune cells, They also host probiotic colonies. So did you know that you had probiotic colonies in your nasal passages? I'm willing to bet because of the kind of people that do these yoga classes that you take probiotics. But now you know that you already have probiotic colonies in your nasal passages. What a miracle. Your noses. Every time I film a show, I realize my people call me quirky. That was one of those moments of awareness. The probiotic colonies identify invaders and launch attacks against invading bacteria, viruses, and fungi. So to me, I just take a moment and feel gratitude for these probiotic colonies in my nose that are working as part of my immune system to attack against invading bacteria, viruses, and fungi. It's just another part of the amazing miracle that is our human body. So here's the next part in our amazing science class that if you were in a class, you might continue to furiously take notes with your pen and your lined paper. Breathing through your nose conditions the air with negative ions. Negatively charged ions are most prevalent in natural places, particularly around moving water or after a thunderstorm. It's that taste in the air and feeling you get at the beach, near a waterfall, or after a storm. And as you breathe in through your nose, your body is being saturated with the benefits of negative ions. So breathing in and out through your nose, notice how these negative ions increase your sense of well-being and mental clarity by naturally removing the debilitating effects of excessive positive ions in your environment. So these negative ions are often described as a natural antidepressant. So simply by breathing through your nose here, you are taking a natural antidepressant. So that's miracle number two within 5 minutes of your yoga class, just by breathing through your nose. And this was already happening, unless you were a mouth breather, but breathing through your nose, you've brought awareness to the probiotic colony that's just working full time, attacking those vicious viruses and bacteria and fungi. And now you've become aware of your nose conditioning the air with negative ions, giving you that natural antidepressant. So two miracles. Breathing in through your nose relaxes your diaphragm and abdominal muscles. So you're also getting a relaxation through your belly and diaphragm. And this tends to be an area that, as human beings, because of societal pressures to be thin, we tend to suck in and hold our bellies. So when we breathe through our nose, we can relax our diaphragm and our belly, just let it all go. Now start to notice as your breath moves over your throat or your pharynx, your larynx, and trachea. Here your breath passes over a mucous membrane with tiny hairs called cilia. These cilia trap foreign particles in a web of sticky mucus and exit through your throat, nostrils, and mouth. They're sneezed and coughed out as phlegm. They're blown out through your nose or swallowed into your stomach. So notice your breath at your throat for several breaths. And take a moment to be grateful for this second stage of immunity. Now become aware of your breath at your lungs. Once your breath has been filtered at your nose and your throat, it enters into one of two bronchi. It enters into one of the lobes of your lungs. And your bronchi fan out into 8 million tiny branches called bronchioli. 8 million tiny branches called bronchioli. So each time you breathe into your lungs, you can imagine your breath expanding into a bronchial tree of your lungs. Actually, the bronchioli are often described as a tree because they look like branches like that. So next time you breathe, then imagine those 8 million bronchioli just expanding like the branches of a tree. The miracle of your breath continues at your alveoli. This is where you exchange oxygen for carbon dioxide. These tiny air sacs are at the end of the 8 million tiny branches of bronchioles, resembling tiny bladders, and they expand with your breath just like your lungs. It is estimated that you have 300 million alveoli. So if this isn't amazing enough, you know, we think about the vastness of our universe as we expand out, but we can also think about that vastness too as we go into our own human bodies. The miracle of your breath is that you only need about 1/3 of your alveoli to keep your body alive, which I guess would make sense since you have 300 million of them. You only need 100 million of them to keep going. And then what happens is with these little alveoli, oxygen is diffused through your alveoli membranes into your bloodstream. So just continue to breathe into your lungs, sensing this expansion and contraction at the ends of the branches of the bronchioles. And these little tiny sacs that send the oxygen out into your bloodstream. And then when you're ready, you're going to tuck your chin, bend your knees and roll off your blocks, and we'll do some movements to expand your lungs. Okay, so you can do this either with your legs straight or your knees bent and feet flat on the floor. If you have any back issues, my recommendation would be to have your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. You're going to inhale, take your arms straight overhead, and then exhale down and around. So keep your rib cage resting heavy on the ground. Inhale, arc your arms overhead. Exhale down and around. Thank you. And one more like that. And then you're going to take your legs long and inhale, take your arms overhead, side bend to one side, take your legs to the same side. So you're opening up your intercostal muscles here. On the other side. And then come back to the center. And we're going to do some cat pose to expand your lung capacity again. So roll to the side and come up onto all fours. And take your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips, and really think about moving from your rib cage, which protects your lungs, and exhale and round up, and then inhale and arch. So your lungs sit more towards the back of your rib cage. So when you breathe out, you're creating space for your lungs at the back of your body. And when you round and breathe in, you're creating space for your lungs at the front of your body. Okay, and then you're going to tuck your toes under, lift your hips, and come into Adho Mukha Svanasana. And in Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog, you are affecting a muscle called your serratus, which sits sort of right at the front of your rib cage here. And this is a muscle that really helps with your breath in, your inspiration, your inhalation. And you might be able to feel it when you breathe in. And then we're going to come down and we're going to do puppy pose. So you're going to keep your legs at a 90 degree angle here. Lift your sit bones up towards the ceiling and open your chest to the ground. Lower your forehead on the ground. So this one is good for expanding your lung capacity again. Okay, and then find your way out of this posture. And we're going to come to a seated posture for the teachings today and for a mudra to help you with your breath. So you might want to sit on a meditation cushion or a block. I'm going to sit on a block. This ground is pretty uneven. It keeps tossing me down the hill. So I'm going to elevate myself a bit. And we're going to do a mudra. It's called the Shakada Mudra. Your palms are going to face down. All your fingers point out except for your index finger, which bends at the bottom knuckle, pointing down at a 90 degree angle. And then you join the tips of your thumbs. And this is going to rest at the level of your solar plexus, just above your navel. And this is said to strengthen your immune system. And the reason why I chose it was it facilitates breathing into the lower lobes of your lungs. So I thought that was a good one for us today. And it improves concentration and it also benefits your larger intestine. So you're going to hold that while I talk to you about why breathing, mindful breathing, and yogic breathing is so important. Okay, so breathing, mindful breathing, and yoga breathing is important to our overall health because in our day-to-day lives, we experience periods of stress, overthinking, exercise, breathing deficiencies, and because of this, our blood becomes acidic. If your body is acidic, you might experience headaches, lightheadedness, cognitive issues, confusion, sleepiness, joint pain, muscle aches, osteoporosis, weak, brittle bones, and nausea. And it's not uncommon for a stressful day at work to cause acidosis, that is an acidic environment in your blood. You might also experience brain fog, poor memory, fatigue, restlessness, nervousness, anxiety, indigestion. Cardiovascular disease has even been attributed to this. And colitis, heartburn, poor sleep, and autoimmune diseases. When your brain cells work extra hard without being properly nourished by oxygen, it's easy for your brain cells not to get enough oxygen. It's possible to alkalinize your blood and tissues just by breathing better and supplying your blood and tissues with additional oxygen. Deeper breathing throughout your day during times of increased stress, problem solving, and physical exertion can help to prevent an acidic environment in your body, as well as connective tissue damage. So the average breath capacity of an adult is 6,000 cubic centimeters. When you breathe unconsciously in a relaxed way, you might breathe between 500 and 700 cc's in and out. There will be about 1,200 to 1,500 cc's left in your lungs with this type of breathing. However, if you focus on completely breathing out, that is taking a complete exhale, you have the capacity to move between 4,800 and 5,200 cc's of air. So we're going to do a breath practice later called Kapalabhati breath, where you physically move all the air out. This kind of mindful breathing, even just breathing where you focus on fully exhaling, will bring more oxygen to your bloodstream, and it will also release stale acidic carbon dioxide as you exhale. Oxygen is the most powerful nutrient that you can take into your body. It's vital to the operation of every single organ and tissue in your system. It improves the immune function of your blood and tissue, making your blood and tissue less hospitable people to bacteria and viral invasion. Better oxygen in your tissues will allow your body to be more efficient overall, since restricted airways and contaminated air lead to tissue damage. So this is one of the most important things you can do, breathing better for your overall health. So reflect on this and how it relates to you and your life, and begin to form an intention for what it is you would like to receive from the rest of your yoga class. What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, let go of, or rebirth in your life? And how could this yoga class best help you do that? Once you set your intention, we're going to make our way up to standing, and I'm going to move my mat into the shade again. Okay, from standing, we're going to do that arm movement again that you did lying down to expand your breath capacity. So you're just going to stand in Tadasana with your hands under your feet. If you can stand on your hands, you can do that, although it will impact your ability to do this movement. Stand with your feet underneath your hip bones, lengthen your legs down, and then you'll feel your spine lengthen up. You're going to inhale, take your arms overhead. And you can allow your spine to bend backwards a little bit. Lift your breastbone up towards the sky or the ceiling. And then exhale, lower your arms down. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, down and around. Great. And then from here, you can take your block. Okay, and you're going to place your block between your knees. And just for good alignment between your ankles, knees, and hip bones. And we're going to do chair pose with your arms up, your rib cage descending. Again, this is for your serratus, which will help with your muscles of inspiration. That is drawing your breath into your body. So you're going to inhale, take your arms overhead, drop your ribs. Exhale and sit down. And then inhale and come back up to standing. And exhale. Okay. So you're going to release this down. And one thing that Tim said is that it's really dry here. And now that you know how important a moist environment is for your nose, two things you can do to help improve your immunity and the health of your nasal cavity is you can keep your nasal cavity clean by using a neti pot. So use a saline solution in a neti pot, just water and clean water. So water with that's been boiled and brought down to a temperature that you can tolerate, like body temperature, and then some salt, and stir it up, and then rinse your nasal passages so they're clean. And then also the other thing that you can do, especially at back to school time when there's tends to be a lot of sharing of germs and stuff, and I know a lot of you are teachers, and whether that be yoga teachers or school teachers, or you have kids that are going back to school and spreading the germs, you can just put a little bit of almond oil. This is an Ayurvedic technique. Put a little bit of almond oil in your nose, and that keeps the mucous membranes moist, which will help keep those probiotic colonies really healthy. Because a dry nasal passage is way more likely to like grab and hold on to a virus, but the mucous moist one is much healthier and able to fight bacteria. Yes. Tim didn't know that. Yeah, so everybody go out and get some oil. You could use olive oil from your kitchen or whatever too. Get some oil, stick it up your kids' noses, put it up your own noses, and you see if it helps fight those viruses that come this time of year. They're already our daughter's already got one. She hasn't even gone back to school. So you're gonna stand at the front of your mat, and you're going to take a big step back with your left foot. You're going to do warrior one again, same for that serratus muscle to help you with your inhalation. So bring your arms straight up. Sink down through your front right sit bone. Okay, and then release that down, and we'll do that on the other side. Just take a big step back with your right foot. Sink down through your front left sit bone. Your hips face the front short edge of your mat. Bring your arms straight up. So think about cold season when it's like at its peak. Remember when we used to live in Ontario and it was all that forced air and it was really dry? Like in the winter from the furnace? Yeah. And your nose would be so dry? Yeah, that's like that perfect time for the viruses to just, yeah, settle in. Yeah, here heating is mostly radiant heating, yeah. Radiator, yeah, with warm water. Yeah. Well, it is damp too. Okay, and then let that go from your body. I think that was my last standing posture. I'm just going to double check. And now we're going to do downward facing dog again. Really like this for expanding your lungs and also for the serratus. So I chose to do it twice in this class. We're going to inhale, reach up, expand your lungs. Exhale, fold forward. Step your feet back. You can do it against a wall if this is too much. And breathe here. Just notice the effects of it on your lungs. And then slowly lower down. And we're going to do fish pose to stretch out all the muscles on the front and sides of your neck. This will help you breathe in. So these are called your scalene muscles. And you can take a look at them, go on the Googles and look at the Google images and take a look at them, because they're really cool muscles. They're really intricate and involved too. So I'm going to show you, you can either go back to the version that we did at the beginning, the supported version with the block, one block up and the one block down. That would be supported fish pose. That could be a good modified version of this pose. Won't give you so much of a stretch through your scalene muscles, but not to worry, we're going to do a little bit more for that after this pose. Otherwise, you can join me for the full expression of this pose. You're going to tuck your arms underneath your legs, press into your forearms and your elbows, and you're going to lift your chest and rest on the top of your head. And then press into your elbows again, tuck your chin, slowly lower down. Take another breath in and notice if that's not easier at all. And then you can bend your knees and roll to the side, or take a hand behind your knee and rock yourself up. We're going to sit in easy pose with your legs crossed, and we're going to do a little twist first to begin. So take your left hand to the outside of your right knee. So this stretches all the little tiny muscles all along your spine, which helps with your breathing. And then breathe in, come center. And we'll do this the other way. And then come back to the center. And in the center, you're going to sit on your left hand. And then you're going to drop your right ear to your right shoulder. And that might be enough. Or you can bring your right hand up and over, and you're just going to lift a little bit more. So this pose is effective in easing your scalenes, your trapezius, and your sternocleidomastoid. Your sternocleidomastoid, you have two sternocleidomastoids, one on each side of your head, and these are large and powerful muscles that run vertically along the sides of your neck, and they attach behind your jaw to the temporal bone of your skull. And they run vertically down and attach at your sternum and your clavicle. So together, the sternocleidomastoids flex your head and pull them towards your chest. And individually, each sternocleidomastoid rotates your head to one side. And you're going to turn your head down and towards your right armpit. And now you can take your hand around to the back and the base of your skull and just pull up on it. Okay, and then you're going to release and come back to the center and just feel the difference between your left and right side of your neck, and even take a breath in. And you might even notice that you can feel that side of your lung filling more. The other side of my lung just feels like it's deflated. Okay, so we're going to go and do the other sides. You're going to take your hand, your right hand now, and you're going to sit on it. And then you're going to drop your left ear to your left shoulder. Now, remember, it's not going to end where you finish. You're not going to start where you ended. So this is the beginning. So you'll reach your left arm up and over. You're going to reach the base of the skull up, so you're creating space through your neck. Now you're going to drop your chin down to your chest. Your hand's going to come around to the back of your head, and your chin's going to go towards your armpit. So again, you're just reaching the base of your skull and you're just pulling up and away. Okay, and then come back to the center and take a breath in. So feel the release on both sides of your neck, and also feel that your breath is a little bit more even, but maybe a little bit more dominant on the side of the neck that we just released now. So now we're going to do, at the beginning I talked a lot about how a full, well, maybe more around the teachings part, I talked about how a full exhalation allows you to release all the air and then take more cc's of air into your lungs. So we're going to do a breath practice called Kapalabhati breath, or skull shining breath, that allows you to fully release all the stale air from your lungs and take in more air. Okay, for Kapalabhati breath, you start with your hands and your belly. You're going to exhale with a ha, draw your belly back. So we're just doing this to get a connection with your belly and using your belly for this. Ha, 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 ha. So as you breathe out, your belly pulls back. Ha, 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 ha. Good. So now what you're going to do is, instead of breathing out through your mouth, you're going to breathe out through your nose. So it'll be an active exhalation and a passive inhalation. Keep drawing back through your belly, and after you breathe out, you relax and the inhalation comes in passively. So you create like a vacuum. So the slower you go at the beginning, the easier it is, I believe. And it's kind of one of those breaths that at the beginning, I remember when I first started this breath, I would go like this. I'd run out of air. So if that happens, that's okay. Just reload and do it again. Eventually, you'll get that vacuum thing going where... when you relax your belly and your diaphragm, the air will come back in through your nose. Okay, so I always call this the fake it till you make it breath. You'll get it. You'll get there. So let's do this for a little bit so that you can completely exhale all the pollutants, all the stale air, and replace your lungs with fresh oxygenated air. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in partway and hold. Then you can release when the need to exhale is great. So notice how that feels in your body. Notice if you don't feel refreshed. So I know several of my students have used that breath to replace their morning coffee. It's a very invigorating breath. And it's just a way to clear the cobwebs. But literally, you're moving that stale air out of your lungs, replacing it. By moving that stale air out of your lungs, you're replacing it with fresh, oxygenated air. And see if you can actually sense that happening for you. Okay, so our last pose for today is boat pose, Navasana. This pose we're doing, it's really great to have a strong core for good breathing. It's important for your diaphragm to work well, and also for your exhalation, for your full exhalation. And we're going to do some arms here so that we can expand that lung capacity again. So you're going to bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. Bring your arms in front, press down through your sit bones, lengthen up through your spine, and then lean back. And then you're going to inhale, take your arms overhead. Exhale down and around and in front. Inhale, arms overhead. Exhale down and around and in front. If you have any herniated disc or slip disc, lie in your back and do this on your back. Do the arms on your back. One more. Okay, and then come up. You're going to lie down on your back for Shavasana. So in Shavasana, lie with your palms turned up. Breathe in and out through your nose. So just one thing I wanted to say about nose breathing is that nose breathing is the most important thing, but often I do a breath in a yoga class called a falling out breath, where you breathe in through your nose and then you let it fall out of your mouth. So that kind of breath is still okay. It's that if you breathe in through your mouth, you're just bypassing a really important part of warming the air. And when you do that, if you breathe in through your mouth, you're creating a lot of stress and tension in your lungs, in your diaphragm, and you're breathing in cold air then. And it's just really creates a lot of stress and tension in your body. So this breathing in through your nose and then out through your mouth. This is a really good breath to use as a transition, as a way of letting go. And I just thought I would cover that because I feel like it's going to come up after talking about all the benefits of nose breathing. So it's the breath in through the nose in particular that is the most important. So when you're exercising, this is why they talk so much about breathing through your nose. You know, when you get to that point of exertion where it's very difficult to breathe through your nose and then you switch to the mouth breathing, it's actually very, it increases the stress on your cardiovascular system to do that, because now you're breathing in cold air and then your lungs are getting more stressed and more tense. So that's just something, maybe that's important for you to carry away. I don't know. There you go. Take it or leave it if it's important to you. So Shavasana is the important time here for you to receive your practice. Allows you to integrate it physically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, spiritually. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem as a way to finish our class. This poem is called Walking Slowly by Donna Faulds. It only takes a reminder to breathe, a moment to be still, and just like that, something in me settles, softens, makes space for imperfection. The harsh voice of judgment drops to a whisper, and I remember again that life isn't a relay race. That we will all cross the finish line. That waking up to life is what we were born for. As many times as I forget, catch myself charging forward without even knowing where I'm going. That many times I can make the choice to stop, to breathe, and be, and walk slowly into the mystery. So reflect back on your experience of your yoga practice today. What stands out to you? What seems most important? How does that relate to the rest of your life? What's one small thing you're going to take with you off your mat and into the rest of your life? And slowly begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. Allow your breath to deepen. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side. And slowly make your way up to seated. Thank you so much for joining us for episode number 347 of Yoga with Melissa, the first in our back-to-school yoga series. And this was our science class, How to Breathe. Let me know if you liked this show by pressing that thumbs up button. We appreciate that so much. And if you know somebody else who you think would like this class, feel free to share it with them. Subscribe to my channel for a new show every single Friday. If you're new here, then we put out a new free show every single Friday. And also I have a secondary channel called Living Your Yoga, where we put out a show every Monday, where I vlog the behind the scenes of the show and also what it's like to live here on Vancouver Island. And it's pretty fun. And that's on Monday, and on Wednesdays I answer your questions and I also interview other fun people who live here on the island and are working in a similar capacity to me. And thank you for your 5-star reviews on iTunes as well. I want to thank you for your donations. Thank you to Joshua, Hillary, Sonia, and Nicole, who is a new donator this week, Diane and Donna. We are so incredibly grateful to have your support. Your donations of $5, $10, $25, $50, and $100 help us right now to continually improve our weekly yoga show. Right now, we are investing in new computer equipment. We need new hard drives and a video card to help us to be able to store all the video that we film and also to be able to process larger video files because of the kind of video that we're filming. Because we're filming in 4K now, we need a bigger, and the drone footage that we're doing, we need a bigger video card to be able to help us to do that. And there's also just been a shift in the technology too, that there's better video cards coming out to help us to be able to deal with video. So this is time for an upgrade. Tim takes a long, long, long time to do upgrades, and then by the time it's time to do them, we really need to do them. So it's time for us. So thank you for your donations. They really help us with that. They help us to get new hardware to support us in processing and storing the weekly Yoga with Melissa classes. So if you'd like to, you can make a monetary donation here, or you can donate of your time by leaving a comment below too. That also helps us out as well. Today's question to answer in the comments is, what do you notice from increasing the oxygen to your cells today at the end of the class? How have you benefited from expanding your lung capacity with your yoga practice today? Tell me what you notice. Leave that in the comments below. I love having this dialogue with you. And I told you at the beginning of the class, if you would like my back to school list, my list of 10 essential yoga classes to get you through the back to school season, then go to melissawest.com/347. Go down to the bottom. There'll be an opt-in box for you there. And if you put in your email address, then I will send you that really fun back to school list with my 10 most essential yoga classes to get you through the back to school season and why I think they're the most important classes to help you get you through this season, which can just be so busy and frazzled, and there's so much expectation on us this season. So those classes are going to help to bring balance and ease and contentment to the season. So check it out. Today we focused on breath in our class. In our membership community, at this time of year, right now, we're doing the back to school yoga here, the free classes. And then in our membership community, we're doing a companion series called Back to Basics. So if you want to go deeper with these concepts, then you'll want to make sure you're part of our membership community. You can click here below to become a member. There's more people becoming a member. This is the time of year where I think people think, well, I've been thinking about doing it, and I promised myself I would do it in the fall. We've had a few people become members, so welcome. So in Back to Basics, I'm breaking down all the brain yoga movements into their simplest parts and categories. My experience is that when I've separated these movements into their simplest parts and take them apart, I can build on them and make them doable and allow them to be reassembled once the needed strength, coordination, flexibility, and endurance has been established. So we're doing breath. We're doing all these different crawling patterns. We're doing... what else are we doing? Crawling, rolling, and squatting. So one of the most important things that you should be able to do, which most human beings can't do anymore, is to be able to squat with your heels on the ground. And we're breaking that down so you'll be able to do it. And breath is the first thing. I'm giving you short classes, things that you can do before you have to get to work or get the kids off to school. So it's really, really doable. So as I said, you can click here to become a member of our community. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains. And may you be as grounded and rooted as our trees. Om Shanti Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.